How do you return after such a successful, buzzy first season? Only Murders in the Building co-creators John Hoffman and Steve Martin set the bar mighty high for themselves after the comedy mystery became a word-of-mouth sensation, and audiences are wondering how they will outdo themselves as our beloved trio return with another case to be solved within the walls of the Arconia. Only Murders' second season returns with a hilarious vengeance, a winking, tongue-in-cheek thrill that will keep you guessing as every episode comes to its conclusion. The second season of Only Murders opens with Charles, Mabel, and Oliver, Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, respectively, celebrating the finale of their podcast mystery while becoming the initial suspects in the murder of Bunny, Jane Houdeshell. The trio is also wondering what to do next. As podcast buffs, they all acknowledge that second seasons of murder mystery podcasts don't always do well. You can tell they are trying very hard now to just yell serial at the top of their lungs, and it doesn't take long for the three of them to go poking around to try and solve the killing of their former building manager. As the police continue to investigate the events of the finale of season 1, everyone begins to seep back out into their normal lives. A picture of Mabel has circulated all over social media with the hashtag #BloodyMabel accompanying it, and she is approached by a mysterious artist named Alice. Charles receives word that Brazos is getting a reboot, with a makeover. Oliver is livid when he gets cropped out of a front-page story, in true Mike Wazowski fashion, but he is thrilled when new Arconia tenant Amy Schumer approaches him to turn their podcast into an 8-10 episode series. Photo, Craig Blankenhorn, Hulu. Since we devoured last season, we even begin to look at new and old characters with a raised eyebrow. I would welcome a different megawatt celebrity in the penthouse of the Arconia every season, so Schumer is a great addition, especially because she is playing an actress desperate to play the part of Jan. Are there residents of the Arconia who wanted Bunny dead? Instead of leaving characters from the first season behind, like Nathan Lane's treacherous grocer and Jackie Hoffman's Uma, Only Murders allows them to pop up in sweet, brief comedic bits sprinkled throughout the season. Oh, and Shirley MacLaine pops up. What more do you need? The more time Charles, Oliver, and Mabel spend away from the police, the more evidence pops up that points to them being Bunny's murderer. With this group now with one closed case under their belts, season 2 can jump headfirst into the action, with enormous payoffs every episode. Only Murders is one of the only shows on television that seamlessly blends zaniness, pathos, and physical comedy this well. It's an absolute joy to watch these actors flex. We learn more about the physical space of the Arconia, and it deepens the mystery by enhancing the mystery of the building itself. It's hard to review a show like Only Murders in the Building because you don't want to reveal anything in order for the viewers to have the ultimate experience. It's like a gorgeous diorama with trap doors and quintessential New York City flourishes. It continues to blend a traditional mystery with modern detail. Agatha Christie could only wish she had this much fun with a murder mystery. Only Murders in the Building drops episodes weekly on Hulu. Share this, Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, WhatsApp, print.